Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about different products made from trees. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, John, there are many forest products that we don't realize are made from trees. How important are forest products to us?
Amy, forests and wood products play a very important role in our economy and standard of living. Forests help regenerate the oxygen we breathe and purify the water we drink. Timber is the number three crop in Mississippi. Forest products contribute over $25 billion to the state economy every year, with almost $2 billion in wages and nearly 17% of all employment. About $6 billion in value-added processing, and these are jobs and wages created in the making of products from raw wood. Overall, some 5,000 products are produced from wood.
Gosh, that's a lot of different products and opportunities for the forest industry. Of course, some products come from trees that we eat.
This is true. Many fruits, nuts, and spices come from trees. These include apples, bananas, and pears, or citrus like oranges and lemons, and nuts like pecans and walnuts. Spices also include vanilla and cinnamon, which come from trees.
So what are some of the products that we make from wood?
As you well know, we have our traditional wood products, including lumber. The tree is cut into logs, and the logs are cut into pieces of wood that we use directly for building homes, bridges, and fences. Paper and pulping products. Here, the wood is chipped into small pieces, and the wood fibers are separated chemically to make paper for writing and packaging. Furniture manufacturing is a major industry, especially in northern Mississippi, for making the tables, desks, and chairs we use every day. Engineered wood products are wood parts that are glued into sheets or dimensional lumber for construction or furniture. And some examples include plywood, oriented strand board, or medium density fiber board.
Are there any other products made from wood?
Yes. Many common products which we may not realize come from wood, such as synthetic fibers, plastics, and chemicals. For instance, rayon is a fiber made from cellulose. It is smooth, cool, comfortable, and used in making clothing and parachutes. Superabsorbent polymers are also made from cellulose, which are used in making disposable diapers. Wood polymers can be used for making thermoplastics, such as bottles and polyester. These are manufactured as more easily biodegradable than the same products made from petroleum. Composite products come from wood fibers with plastics. An example of this would be composite boards used in wood decking. They have the same desirable characteristics of working wood, but are also very resistant to weathering. And then there are food additives.
So how is wood used as a food additive?
Well, cellulose is a wood fiber and is added to numerous food products. It is approved for this use by the Food and Drug Administration, and there's no limit placed on the amount used in food except in meat, where cellulose cannot be added more than 3.5%. Cellulose is added to a wide variety of products like syrup, cake mixes, ice cream, or processed cheese. It adds fiber or bulk to food and improves the texture to make it creamy.
Okay, well, that is really interesting. Give me a summary of what we've talked about today.
Wood is used in over 5,000 different products that we enjoy every day. And if you have further questions, call your local extension office or me at 662-566-8013.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.